Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, periods of snow before midnight, a low tonight of 7. Speaker of the House and 1st District Congressman Paul Ryan has invited 7 guests to attend tomorrow night's State of the Union address, most of them involved in helping fight poverty. According to a news release, Racine Unified School Board President Melvin Hargrove was invited for his role as the founder and senior pastor of Zoe Outreach Ministries, where he has created programs to combat poverty and drug addiction. Ryan has also invited Joanna Wynn, the founder of Walkin' in My Shoes Incorporated in Kenosha. Wynn was homeless until she began to receive disability benefits with the help of Speaker Ryan's office. Today, she leads a nonprofit organization that helps young people break the cycle of poverty. Ryan has also invited 4-year-old Logan Barrett of Milton, who wanted to use the contents of his piggy bank to send care packages to service members during Christmas time. The $1.90 increased to more than $1,300 raised from around the community for the effort. Logan will be joined in the gallery by his parents. The Democratic presidential debate after the Iowa caucuses and New Hampshire primary will be held in Milwaukee. It was announced last year that Wisconsin would host one of the debates, and elected officials in Kenosha adopted resolutions urging organizers to hold it at either Carthage College or UW Parkside. It was announced today that the debate, produced by the PBS NewsHour, will be held at UW Milwaukee February 11th. Today is the deadline faced by 4 candidates for the Racine Unified School Board to validate their nominating petitions, which the Racine Education Association claims are faulty in one way or another. The 4 candidates among the 20 who filed to run for newly established numbered districts on the board are incumbents Pamela Handrow and John Coates, along with challengers Bryn Biamek and Ernest Nye. The teachers' union raised questions about signatures and forms being filled out properly. Unified Deputy Clerk for Elections Pat Meyer contacted the 4 affected candidates, giving them until today to respond, from which she will respond by the end of business on the validity of the complaints. The subjects of 2 silver alerts Sunday for missing adults with mental health issues each had a connection to Racine County, and both were found safe. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
The first case was 71-year-old Tommy Harris. He disappeared in Racine and is part of the concern, aside from the weather, his inability to speak due to a brain injury. At one point, police had focused their search around 16th and Ohio Streets. Sunday night, the alert was canceled, Harris located, without details. And a 76-year-old woman from Whitewater turned up this morning in Caledonia. She had reportedly driven to the Walgreens store at Douglas Avenue and 4 Mile Road. She had disappeared from Fort Atkinson Memorial Hospital after visiting a family member. At the Walgreens, she was given directions back toward Whitewater, which led her to being found by law enforcement. I'm Tom Carco, AM 1400, WRJN News.
The Mount Pleasant Village Board meeting tonight includes discussion about the Highway V waterline project and special assessments. The board agenda starts in open session, then goes behind closed doors to discuss strategy with respect to potential litigation related to the special assessments. Then comes an open session to take possible action on any motions from the closed door meeting, including possible scheduling of a public hearing and additional board meetings related to the assessment. New vehicle sales set a record nationally last year, just like in Wisconsin, according to Bill Sapik, president of the Wisconsin Automobile and Truck Dealers Association.
Very strong. The dealers have been pleased. I know the customers have been pleased with the product that's been out there, with the availability of financing, with the gasoline prices, selection.
Total new vehicle sales in the Badger State were up 4.2% last year, with trucks and SUVs leading the way. The Kenosha County 2016 Sheriff's Citizens Academy is now taking applications. The Citizens Academy is an 8-week overview of all aspects of the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department. Classes are held once a week and will begin Monday, March 7th and end April 25th. Only 20 applicants will be accepted. Applications are available by email on the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department website or at the Sheriff's Department. Applications will be accepted through February 1st. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.